Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. So for many of you guys who have been following my radio show regularly, my shows are on Tuesdays, 2 to 3 p.m., but you guys who are tuning in at CITR 101.9 FM am listening to me quite often this week, and that is because I will be going away in the month of June to Korea, which I haven't been in a very, very long time. And so I'm trying to get in the episodes before I take on leave. And so I hope this is great for you guys. You guys get to hear me multiple times a week. I love doing my shows. And, you know, I always want to put up the best content for you guys that's exciting to hear. All right. So today's weather, always starting off with the weather, is very amazing. It's warm. There's a bit of wind to cool you off if you get a little too hot. But, you know, nice short sleeve shirt and some shorts might do the trick. And it seems like it's going to be sunny for a couple more days. And from what I remember, there's going to be some rain for the next couple days starting this weekend. And so get ready for that. I hope everyone is having a wonderful afternoon. It is currently 2:04. I am based in Vancouver at the CITR station here at the UBC Vancouver campus. I hope everyone has had lunch. I'm not sure what time most people eat lunch around. I think it's probably around noon all the way to around 2 o'clock, I'd say, but unless you have a late lunch. But I hope you guys had a delicious lunch and everyone's having some fun. You know, a lot of my friends lately are going on trips right now, and I'd say right now is a great time. As you know, it's from what I've saw in terms of the flight tickets, it is quite cheap around this time, and so I guess that explains a lot of my friends going out exploring the world. But I hope you guys are having a safe travel, because please, you know, as much as it is important to have a lot of fun, safety is the number one priority. So please be safe. And obviously balance that with your fun as well. For today's episode, I will be going through the band called Do Make Say Think. It is they're a very amazing band. They're from Toronto. They have some wonderful music within the genre of some jazz. They also use, I believe it's called wind instruments, in which it has kind of like a tube-like structure. And so, yeah, they kind of have a jazzy style drumming with some distorted guitars and a bass guitar as well. And so they're great. I'm just going to have you guys listen to some songs from their album called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. And so we'll get through those songs today. And then I'm going to be ending off with some more fun facts to kind of end it easy on. You know, it is summertime. It has been a very, very crazy, busy semester. And so I kind of want to ease our way in. And so let's get through some songs, some fun facts. And for our future episodes, I'm actually planning a lot of movie reviews, which I am very excited to do and have you guys listen to as well. And so let's get through some ads, some PSAs, and some show promos to begin with, and we'll get into the episode for today. So enjoy the lesson, everyone.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya to lead in Homosque Mustail.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Everything that has bound this couple is now unraveling before us. This April 17th and 18th at 7 p.m. at Left of Main, James Kudelka's Half an Hour of Our Time is a duet that is dense with incident, performed entirely in silence. James Kudelka's Half an Hour of Our Time was originally commissioned by Moon Horse Dance Theater in 2008 and performed by Claudia Moore and Dan Wilde. This 30-minute duet was primarily influenced by Jean Cocteau and Francis Poulenc's one-act opera, La Voix Humaine. Among today's most versatile and innovative dance artists, Kudelka has choreographed for leading ballet companies and smaller contemporary troupes. This presentation is a rare opportunity to witness his work in an intimate setting. Visit plasticorchidfactory.ca for more information.
Hey, what's that song from that movie?
Every other Wednesday at 6 p.m., join me, Logan the Extra.
And me, Movie Maverick Mike, as we discuss popular songs featured in movies, or popular movies that feature songs.
On That Song from That Movie, we talk about how the song fits into the movie, why they chose the song they did.
And we'll share our expert opinions on the art of music and movies.
So if you find yourself asking, I wonder what that song from that movie is. Check us out every other Wednesday at 6 to 6:30 p.m.
Or you can listen to all our episodes on CITR.ca. Who knows, maybe we talked about that song or movie that you love.
We are That Song from That Movie every second Wednesday at 6 p.m. or anytime at CITR.ca.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon. Let's get right into the episode. For today, I will be turning on some songs by the band Do Make Say Think from the album called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. And so the first song that I have for you guys is called War on Torpor. And so I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go. We'll be right back. That was War on Torpor by Do Make Say Think. The next song I have for you guys is called Horripilation. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is a bit of a longer piece, but I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy it. So here we go. Thank you. That was Horripilation by Do Make Say Think. This is from the album Sudden Persistent Illusions. The next song I have for you guys is called A Murder of Thoughts. I really like this title. Sometimes we tend to overthink a lot. We think a lot all the time. And, you know, this ends up becoming an overthinking process in which it won't really help us. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it just works in a very negative way. And so sometimes you just have to metaphorically murder some thoughts to kind of give yourself some peace. But yeah, that's kind of what I like about the title. But let's get through this song, A Murder of Thoughts.
Thank you.
That was A Murder of Thoughts. The next song, which is going to be our last song for today, is called And Boundless. So I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go. Enjoy the listen.
We'll be right back.
That was And Boundless. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. They are a great band, so please go check them out. They're called Do Make Say Think. All right, let's get through some fun facts to end off with the show. And I do a lot of romantic comedies, which means that one of the main themes that I go around is romance. So why don't we get through some romantic vibey fun facts, beginning with hearts. So when we think about love, hearts are kind of the organ that is most likely associated with this concept. And so instead of just talking about human hearts, why don't we go into animal hearts, the facts of animal hearts. And so let's get through it. So the fun fact that I have for you all right now is called, starting off with a hummingbird. A hummingbird's heart rate can reach up to 1,000 beats per minute in some species. From what I know, I think a average human being maybe beats around 120. I'm not quite sure. I do know that when I actually work out for like a really intensive workout, it does go above 100. So now that I see, yeah, an average adult ranges from around 60 to 100 beats per minute. And we can see how a hummingbird can beat 1,000 per minute, which is insane. This just goes to show how different animals and humans really are. So the next one is a blue whale's heart weighs about 400 pounds. Now, to put this in perspective, a average male around the height of 5'10 would weigh around 195-ish pounds. And a blue whale just on the organ of the heart weighs 400. So I guess that can kind of put into perspective of how heavy a blue whale's heart really is. All right. The next one is a cheetah's heart rate can speed up to 250 beats per minute within seconds. That's insane. So that means you just jump in a huge number of beats within a couple seconds. I mean, I guess that makes sense because cheetahs, they're kind of, they operate in a very short distance manner. And so when we see videos of cheetahs hunting for their prey, it's usually within a couple seconds because they use their strength in a very fast burst. And so they hunt, they crawl up to their prey as close as possible. And once they bolt, they would charge for, you know, maybe a couple seconds in top speed. And that's kind of how they would catch their prey. And so that way, I guess this would most definitely make sense in terms of how fast their heart rate can rise up to. All right, the next one I have is octopuses have three hearts. That's very interesting. I wonder what the function is, though. Why would an octopus require more than one heart? Because for humans, the heart's function, at least one of the main functions, is to pump blood throughout the body. And so I wonder why an octopus would have to occupy space for three hearts. That's something that can be researched more about. All right, the next one I have is, this one's actually very supernatural-like, but a zebrafish can generate their hearts. I had never even heard about what a zebrafish even is. If you guys search it up, it's actually a very small fish that has stripes across their body and almost like a mini fish that you can kind of see in aquariums. And I can see where it gets the name zebrafish because it actually has the pattern of a zebra across its body. And that's a very fun fact, actually, the fact that they can generate their own hearts. Now, here's my question is, how many hearts does an average zebrafish generate throughout its life? And once again, if a heart is generated, then does that mean, is there a point in which the zebrafish does not have a heart because it's going through the regenerative process? So that's a kind of an interesting thing that you can think about as well. All right, the next one I have for you guys is another size. A cow's heart is the size of a human's head. Wow, that's quite big as well. I mean, we see cows quite often, depending on where you go. They're usually in farms. And so some of them are very large, some of them are quite small. But it's very interesting to know that cows' hearts are the size of a human's head. That's a very large heart. I can't even imagine how much muscle that heart even contains. Even with the blue whale, if a heart is 400 pounds, I wonder how much of that is actually the muscle, you know? I mean, a heart, I believe, is even a muscle. Let's see if it is a muscle. So yeah, so a heart is actually a muscular organ that pumps blood throughout your body. And so I wonder how strong, in terms of, you know, if you were to compare it with a human's heart, the strength of a cow's heart and a human's heart. All right, the last one about hearts is that starfish, sea cucumbers, and jellyfish seem to do just fine with no heart at all. Oh, that's actually very interesting. So a heart is not necessary for some living creatures. However, I assume that many creatures have blood. So if they don't contain a heart, what organ would be used to replace the function of a heart in their body? That's very interesting. I'm sure that they have some other organ then to replace the heart. But if not, that's a very interesting thing. I mean, a lot of the fun facts that we look into about animals, they actually sound very supernatural and superhero power-like. And I think this is why I love to read these out, because it goes to show how unique these animals have and what abilities that they can have and how cool they are. And if you read these and you kind of reflect back on the superheroes and the powers that they have in movies that we all see, sometimes we can see an overlap of the powers that the superheroes that we adore have, and the connection that it can have with real life creatures, living creatures in our world. All right, the next couple fun facts is more about love related, and so how animals would express their love. The first one is actually quite funny, is that male hippos impress females by passing gas. When I read this, I just found how funny it would be if this would have happened with humans as well, is that the way to impress the opposite sex and or whoever you're interested in, what gender, and the way to do it is to pass gas. Because within humans, from what I understand, what I've learned is passing gas in public is actually quite rude. It's not something that you should do in a public setting. It's not viewed very positively because, well, first of all, there is a sound, so it can act as an interruption. But also there's an odor, and depending on the person, sometimes the odor is extremely horrific. And so I would imagine, you know, farting is not a very, it's kind of a frowned upon action within the public setting. But if this were to be reversed and actually have this as a tactic to impress somebody, that would be a very funny setting to see, actually. All right, the next one I have for you guys is that female porcupines are only receptive for mating 8 to 12 hours per year. I mean, if you're a porcupine, you better be very lucky to to have mate with a, or even have any female be receptive for mating. And if they actually do end up mating, you're one of the lucky ones, because 8 to 12 hours per year, I mean, how many hours are even in a year? So if I, yeah, so there's 8,760 hours in a year. And out of those, 8 to 12 are the only hours that you can mate or be receptive by a female for mating if you're a porcupine. So now, I mean, you know, the reason why I love doing these facts is now I have a tremendous amount of respect for successful males who were able to mate with these females, because you would have to have a lot of luck to be at the right moment, at the right time with, you know, your mating partner. This is very interesting. And so, wow. I mean, I'm sure that they have some sort of tactic, though, some sort of method to actually find females who are open to mating. Maybe the females are the ones who initiate the actions. I'm not sure. But if the males are the ones who are initiating, it's very impressive, and respect that they were able to do it and continue on with their cycle. All right, that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Those were some fun facts about love related to animals. Once again, I hope you guys are doing well. Like I said, CITR and Discorder, we're still holding trainings as well during the summer. So if you're interested in it, please go ahead and sign up as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll be coming back once again next week. Please stay safe, enjoy the weather, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. Goodbye, everyone, and I'll see you guys all next week. Will you come out swinging?